Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry for the long pause. I should have been here. This is about my song, my songs on Dove Rock Collection, part two. I wanted to talk about them. You know, the songs are available if you like Outkast, Unique, and so Forever Run Through Time. You know, I just play Forever Run Through Time on a, you know, for you to hear. You just heard it, and I hope you like it. Again, Forever Run Through Time is about someone falling in love after, you know, finding their soulmate or finding the right person, no matter what age, group, marital status, or whatever. And I hope you liked it. It's a rock and roll song, yes. Unique and Outkast were autobiographical, but they were also, you know, writing about actual events, but also a lot of people can relate to it. Unique, the song Unique is about my experiences with the Hollywood rock industry when I was performing, and I repeat it over again. It's true, you know, my experiences with record company representatives as well as the public when I sang in front of them, and also, but it's also a song of just hanging in there and not giving up on your dreams. You can hear like the lyric I written, which states, I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. You can hear it constantly in the song. That is a metaphor for just for me, a starving artist, a struggling musician, a songwriter, singer, coming out to Hollywood and trying to make it in the business and becoming a star. It's also about not becoming another casually, another Hollywood broken dream, because no one's dream should be taken away. I got stuff on the internet, about, going for your dreams. Don't let nobody take them away. In my life, I'm sure in a lot of aspiring Hollywood artists, singers, songwriters, actors, etc., there are a lot of dream killing situations that are out there to try to take their dreams away. Mine's no different. People who say negative things, I have people say, man, I can't sing, I can't write a song. And you know what? The truth is that there are some people in the music industry who probably diss me too, who have record company executives that said, my song sucks, I can't sing, I can't write, I shouldn't be in the business, I need somebody to sing it for me because of a different image, or all those negative put downs. And the purpose of that lyric was the belief is that I can make it regardless of the obstacles. Life is generally true for aspiring musicians or aspiring people who wants to be successful. There's always some dream killers come around. People who just got nothing better to do to try to take someone's dream. I can't let that happen. No matter what age you are, no matter how big or tall or small or gifted or whatever, if you believe in yourself, it can happen. And the little or a lot, it's all about the will and the driven. And that's the key. I think that when I get these negative put downs and so on, it's about my skill as a singer. I wouldn't do, and I have to analyze a lot of those dream killers. Are they experts in rock and roll? Are they musicians? Some of them are not, so not to think about. Now, if they are in the business, all I can say is they're always a second opinion, because the truth is that some of the most successful, a lot of the most successful musicians and artists and actors have been rejected lots of times. For example, I was just hearing Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue just stated in his interview that when he and the crew started out in 81, playing the clubs and released a CD on their indie label, they were rejected by every company in Hollywood. Poison, the Go-Go's, the Black Crowes, you name it, several. Joan Jett, you name it. In fact, some of the best singers and the best rock and rollers and best pop singers I ever heard or country were rejected by just about everybody. It's true. Numerous. In fact, let me tell you, I believe probably more than half of the people who did make it to the top, who did become stars, more than half of them were rejected by everybody. And pretty much all of them were told they could not play or could not sing. Not only that, it's also circumstances. Dream killing situations can be circumstances. You know, money, time, or whatever. If you believe in yourself, if you want to be whoever you want to be, it's all up to us, you know. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, or a business person. And in this case, I want to be a business person. I want to be a rock star, a songwriter, an entertainment success story in Hollywood. So when I say I have, you know, a hard life, which I have, I came from so much tragedy, but I have the willpower to just continue, and I will overcome it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. You know, that's the key to success, belief, hard work. The other song, Outcast, is just, you know, I've written it at a time where I was going through a lot of issues. A lot of issues economically, but especially socially. And I've written it, but I'm sure a lot of people have felt that way. So Outcast. I hope you like them. You can find it on Spotify. You can listen to it. You can listen to it on Heart Radio. You can listen to it. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere for you to listen to. And, you know, this podcast is designed to tell you about it. I also have the website where you can find the songs, you know, iTunes, Apple.com, US Artist of Night, and you will find it. There's also a lot of videos. You know, I did have a videos made for, you know, the songs. It was designed to specialize in making it in a different way. One involves a lot of rotating pictures. The others could be involved in special effects and, you know, just tell a story. In my Outcast videos, for instance, I've written a message at the end, and ultimately, love is on the inside. Because I discovered myself that if I was rejected by every person in society and he did not accept me and make fun of me because economically something wrong with them, not me, and I do the best I can. I can't prejudge, not into judge, because I know that I have to love myself and take care of myself, because no one else can love me and take care of me until I have myself, and that is a process that's ongoing. So I hope you like Outkast. If you know, it's keyboard, start off, intro, and I have my influences in country, pop, rock with Forever Run Through Time. Unique has influenced punk, but hard rock and rock and roll, and glimpses of pop there. And Outkast is pop, a pop song driven with rock and roll guitar, and it has it's a rock song, but it's a mixture of pop and rock. Some people would consider it pop rock, but I would consider, and you know, it could be pop rock or you consider it rock and roll. So I hope you like the songs. I hope you listen to them. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, just go to dove_why@yahoo.com, and I'll answer your questions. dove_why@yahoo.com. Thank you.